Alaska's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ann Zink, joined the Sitka Assembly via video conference. The visit was timely, with Sitka seeing its first jump in coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic, and at least two recent cases tied to community spread. And it's not just Sitka. Across the state, the numbers have been rising.
So if you look at the data hub, you can see that we've kind of had this first wave, and then we had this kind of second wave that's been coming through. Today, we did have a lot of non-resident cases. We're kind of in the peak of our fishing season by number right now, as people are kind of moving through their quarantine periods. We are definitely seeing a lot of fishing cases associated with the testing and quarantining.
Zink said that since Alaska is seeing another wave of cases, the state is hiring more contact tracers and expanding their lab capacity. And she said they're making updates to the state's coronavirus website to provide more useful data for communities.
You can see kind of this at your borough area for specifically for testing. And what this is going to do is this is going to change in the next week or so. So we're going to be looking at the number of active cases averaged over a 14-day period per 100,000. As a way to give a better heat map of what's happening in the state, as we've kind of seen hotspots kind of pick up and then kind of calm down.
Zink also took some time to demystify the contact tracing process, which starts once a patient has received a positive test. She said it can be lengthy, sometimes taking hours and multiple conversations with a public health nurse.
If you think about trying to explain all the places that you've been in the last 2 to 3 days, it can be challenging to think through. Part of the reason why we ask people to keep their circle small, as well as a kind of a log of where they've been, it makes it much easier to do this contact investigation.
She said they work with patients who test positive to notify people who may have been exposed, including situations where patients want to keep their identity private. Zink fielded one question from Assemblymember Valerie Nelson about false positive cases. Sitka's first case in April was a male patient at the long-term care unit. After receiving a positive test, he tested negative 3 more times, but the state still includes the patient in the city's case count. Zink said that while the tests are tools that have limits, there are a couple of reasons the state continues to count Sitka's first case as a positive.
That particular case was really challenging because it was really hard to get a history or more information to kind of know a better bit about it. We were never able in that first case to determine was it contaminated, again, so that person never had it, or was it associated with that, which is the very end of their disease. And there are always going to be unknowns.
And she said that a person can actually shed the virus for longer than 2 weeks, which makes it even trickier to pin down.
There's no good clinical diagnosis for this. And as I mentioned previously, people can have remnants of the disease that they shed for 6, 8 weeks afterwards, but the CDC has never actually been able to grow live virus out of it. So was that first case just shedding little tiny bits of that remnants for a long time afterwards and had it, you know, weeks ago? We just don't know on that specific case.
Zink said that currently Alaska is the 8th most tested state in the country. And even with cases increasing in the last few weeks, the state maintains the lowest rate of positive coronavirus tests. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.